It's February 15, 2019, and time to get rolling from the rusty heart of the nation. This is the Steve Gerber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, there's a new sheriff in town, or rather a new attorney general. Bill Barr has been confirmed for his second run as AG. He is an outspoken critic of the special counsel, and his new job includes oversight of Bob Mueller. And despite that, some Democrats crossed the line to help him get through. Number two, Andy McCabe, who was fired from the FBI for lying under oath and misleading fellow agents, well, he's back in the spotlight after giving a tell-all interview to 60 Minutes. Of course, that's to promote an upcoming book. Wouldn't it be? It's also shedding a lot of negative light on the whole biased investigation of President Trump. This is not going to end well for Andy or Jim Comey, or I think a host of others.
I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
And at number one, after reviewing the awful bill put forth as an alleged compromise to avoid a government shutdown and provide allegedly more border security, which it really doesn't, President Trump has said, sure, I'm going to sign it. We're not sure that's going to happen, but he said he would, and then he's going to declare a national emergency. And honestly, he doesn't have any other choice. Democrats are playing games. Republicans are getting played. The bill says you can build a wall, just not on federal land. Well, newsflash, the Rio Grande Valley is nearly all federal land. What a joke. So by signing the national emergency, what he does is he opens up other pots of money. That's the plan here. Opening up other pots of money. They believe they have at least $8 billion, they being the White House, $8 billion they can go after. But looking at this plan, I have to ask myself, who on God's green earth was negotiating for the Republicans? Good Lord, you got $1.375 billion to build 55 miles of wall in the Rio Grande Valley. None of it can be built on federal land, but of the 125-mile Rio Grande Valley, pretty much all federal land, so you can't build there based on what was written here, the way I am understanding it. Furthermore, you in effect give veto power to local officials because local officials have to agree with the wall and the wall funding. Now remember, Beto O'Rourke was one of the people that represented part of that valley, so you would just get vetoed there. And so you just have to ask yourself, when did Democrats become opposed to border security? When did Democrats finally decide they no longer wanted border security? And man, you should have seen the looks on people's faces when this was announced that he would sign it, but it'd be an emergency declaration. It was Mitch McConnell who came to the Senate floor to do this yesterday. I just want to share this with you, about 30 seconds worth of Mitch McConnell and all of his vigor on the Senate floor. Bite one, Mitch McConnell, go.
Speak with President Trump, and I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration. So for all of my colleagues, the president will sign the bill. We'll be voting on it shortly. And with that, I ask the chair to lay before the Senate the conference report to accompany House Joint Resolution 31.
And so it did pass the Senate. It did pass the House. Got through the Senate, what, 83 to 16, I believe. The House, there are more than 300 votes in favor, 125 or so against. The point being is this is a terrible bill. There's 40 times as much spending in this bill for other countries as there is for our own border security. I'm not kidding you. $9.15 billion for international security assistance, $1.9 billion for foreign food and hunger programs, $3.1 billion for global health programs, $3 billion for international development, $3.7 billion to support economies of foreign countries, $4.4 billion for international disaster assistance, and this is the one that really kills me, $3.8 billion for assistance to foreign refugees. How about we take care of the refugees and the problem at our own border before we start sending $3 billion here, $4 billion there, $5 billion there, $6 billion there. It is absolutely outrageous. So the $1.3 billion for border wall construction in the U.S. is a fraction of the $15 billion that's being awarded to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The bulk of the funding for the CBP goes toward funding border security technology, and that's great. We need the technology. I agree with that. But if these walls really don't work, then hell, get out some bulldozers. Let's get rid of them. I mean, if they don't work and they're immoral and they're wrong and the Democrats don't want them, let's just start bulldozing the wall at San Diego, the one that works so well. Let's just get rid of them. Let's be honest with each other and just get it done. But the fact of the matter is walls do work. And the fact of the matter is this president's right. And the fact of the matter is Democrats don't have much to stand on when it comes to trying to fight this wall. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold people accountable. And today on the program, Dan Kildee will be here from Michigan's 5th Congressional District. We're going to get him to explain to us why walls don't work, and if they don't work, why we even leave the ones up that we have. The fact of the matter is he knows we need border security. He knows we need physical barriers. And yet they're all playing games with it because it's politics. It's all politics all the time around here. There is no break, and nobody ever even comes up for air. They hate Donald Trump. They'll do whatever they can to oppose anything he does. Even when he's right, they'll oppose him, even to the detriment of the nation. And that's what's frightening. They'll do it to the detriment of you and I. Your security and my security doesn't matter as long as they win a political fight. I mean, how deviant is that? How desperate, how deviant and desperate is that? Think about it. They'll throw you and I to the wolves. Doesn't matter as long as they win their argument, politically speaking. And make no mistake, there have been something like 58 declarations of national emergency, 30 of which are still in place, I believe. As soon as he makes his declaration of a national emergency today, if he follows through on that, and we have every reason to believe that he will, somewhere on the West Coast or Hawaii, a lawsuit will be brought to stop that from happening. Now, here's where the money's going to come from. $600 million will come from the Treasury Department's Drug Forfeiture Fund, $2.5 billion from the Pentagon's Drug Interdiction Program. That makes sense. And through an emergency declaration, $3.5 billion from the Pentagon's military construction budget. All of these things make sense. Plus, think about this. If you're able to get that $14 billion from El Chapo, man, you're right there. You're $8 billion there, $14 billion here, another $1.5 billion from this budget. You're at $23.5 billion. You're getting somewhere now, baby. Now you're getting something done. I like it. And I give him credit because he's not just battling Democrats. He's battling weak-willed Republicans as well. Weak-kneed weasels that don't stand up for what's right. And what's right is sovereignty and national security and actual borders that work and are enforced. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing at all wrong with having borders that work and are enforced. Unless, of course, you want to win a political argument, at which point everything be damned. But in a common sense world here in Michigan, we don't let people just pour across our borders. We don't need a wall with Canada because Canada doesn't let anybody in that's got a conviction anyway. They're not going to come pouring into our country from Canada. They've got a pretty good deal up there. No criminals allowed. That's the bottom line. No criminals. Zero. Nobody's allowed in Canada if you have a criminal record, period. Get a DUI, banned for life. That's right. Banned for life. Here in America, get a DUI. Hell, we'll turn you loose because we don't want ICE to talk to you. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. On the program today, Steve Forbes will be here. Steve Doolin will be here. William Wagner will be here. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge. So many, so much. It's incredible how we do this every week for you, busting our tails for you on the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food.
Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.